Well, did you know that with the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday, Walmart will sell enough Velveeta cheese this week to fill an entire Olympic-sized swimming pool?
No.
Wouldn't want to fall in that. If you laid all the Walmart deli party trays end to end, it would be the height of 17 Willis Towers. You know that from Chicago.
It's not okay.
Also, Walmart will sell enough frozen pizzas to stretch the length of the Grand Canyon. Yeah, that's nearly 300 miles. So,
yikes!
Thinking snack food, Mark kicked this off earlier here on the Wib Wake Up Show. Our virtual Super Bowl party, what are you bringing? If we invited you to the party, what would you bring? Now, Shane from La Crosse is in. Text us at 715-396-1670. 715-396-1670. Shane said, what I would bring? He says, yes. Buffalo chicken dip and chicken strips along with fruit snacks.
Oh,
I wouldn't have thought of the fruit snacks. Now, Shane says, my wife says she would bring her false sense of interest and a good attitude. I think that's one of the best lines I've heard for a long time.
Hey, invite me over. I'll feign interest with her, and we can just chit-chat in the background.
But if you don't love the game, you do have the commercials and the food and the socializing.
This is something, I mean, because Hillary, this is probably one of the few football games that you might actually have the TV on for, right, because
if I got the channel, it was going to
be on. If you got the channel, yeah. But, I mean, you enjoy hosting. You're like a great hostess.
I do.
You enjoy.
I do. And usually we do. We usually do. But this year we don't get the channel. And so I'm excited to, you know, plan the food and watch the commercials. This year I'm just like, meh.
Just gonna let it see. My sister and I have been texting a little bit, and it's been too cold to go out and get a lot of groceries, but we've been texting, planning, probably like everyone and their brother, about what to go out and get the next couple days. Guacamole has to be up there.
I might just have to get some yummy food, even though we're not watching that. Maybe we'll have to do like a movie night with amazing food. That sounds fun. I could do that. Okay, I'm going to do that for my family.
Nice.
Because we need food.
You can always watch the commercials afterward, too. They'll be everywhere
like
the next day.
Stuff,
Havel, what would you
first
bring?
Of all, I just have to, as a football fan, I just go, to not watch the game, for me, it's just like, that would just be really hard.
I've
watched every Super Bowl going way back to the early 70s. It's just about.
Mark, I can come hang at your house and watch it with you.
I'm not sure we get the channel.
What snacks are you having
first? I'm not sure we get the channel either. I don't think we probably do, but I mean, I'm going to find it somewhere.
You're gonna
I'm
going to
search out a Super Bowl.
It's like a vagrant. He just wanders in somewhere.
Yes.
You having a Super Bowl party?
Game.
I have taco soup.
Yeah.
I've watched many of them at my pastor Perry's house, so I might be there again.
Now, is the taco soup, did I presume, is taco soup going to be making an appearance at whatever?
Taco soup is going to be as flexible like the Patriots defense and will become taco chili in a chili cook-off after church on Sunday. And I'm going to use the spicy V8 as a base.
Yes.
Yeah. Haven't done that before.
I called my sister, and again, weigh in here. What would you bring to our virtual Super Bowl party for snacks? 715-396-1670. My sister and I have been going back and forth, but I called her, interrupted her while she was making supper, I think, for the family last night. And I was like, Rachel, I was like, one word, two syllables, trifle.
Oh.
Because my mom made a dope trifle one time that was like Reese's peanut butter and
delicious
chocolate and Cool Whip. Yeah, so trifle.
I don't know even what trifle is.
It's like in a bowl, you take bits of cake that you've broken up and you put like either pudding or whipped toppings with other candy chunks. Basically, a trifle
multi-layered
is what I make when when the cake won't come out of the pan and it's kind of a flop. Huh. Trifle.
Looks
beautiful.
She has a great Pinterest board called The Trouble with Trifles.
Yeah, I do.
So
I have The Trouble with Trifles.
It's one of my favorites on your Pinterest.
Well, here on WWIB and the Wib Wake Up Show, over the last couple of weeks, we've been telling you about last night, the closing out January and the showing of the movie Suicide, The Ripple Effect, and unbelievable turnout last night. Jackie Boos helped to promote this event. Again, you had some grieving parents open about this. Tim and Sean Curtis from Chippewa Falls dealing with the death of their 19-year-old son, Dominic, by suicide on November 25th. Sean addressed the crowd some last night ahead of the movie. And here's what Jackie says. She says, last night once again showed the power of this community, Chippewa Falls, true love and unwavering support. Get this now. She said, to the 261 amazing people that came out to support the first of many Dominic's Light events and the Curtis family, capital letters, thank you. She says, be good humans, ask if someone's okay, be a great listener, and talk about mental health. My heart is full. As is Sean Curtis. I spoke with her, and we'll feature more of what she had to say this weekend in our Chippewa Valley This Week After Five here on WWIB. But here was her reaction to the number of people turning out last night.
I am absolutely blown away. Absolutely blown away. We weren't sure quite what to expect with the weather and everything.
Again, a very powerful movie. It's the story of this Kevin Hines. He, at age 19, dealing with bipolar, and he was on the Golden Gate Bridge, and he talks about a person. He had one last conversation, and ultimately he jumped. He talks about voices in his head. He jumped. But as soon as he jumped, he said, "I don't want to die." And he basically kind of made himself a pencil, landed feet first, suffered damage to his lower back, but no neurological damage.
Right.
And as revealed at the end of the movie, he thought he was going to be, apparently, he's in the water thinking a shark is going to get him before he gets rescued. Lo and behold, the person who rescued him, it was a sea lion. A sea lion helped keep him afloat, is revealed near the end of the movie.
God wanted him alive.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And he travels the world, and now this movie, Suicide, The Ripple Effect. And it's very powerful. A lot of things, as Jackie even noted there. Like he said, "I just wanted to know, does anybody care?" And he's just like, is anybody going to ask, how am I doing? Is anything wrong? Are you okay? Anything I can do to help?
You know, it's interesting because Caleb has mentioned in the past, like when I'm out and about, like I start conversations with everyone. You know, I just do. And that's one of the reasons why, because you never know when you're going to be the sunshine in somebody's life. You never know when somebody's going to be at that point. But some crazy lady in the grocery store took a moment to smile or to say hello or to pick up a dropped item.
Right.
Human kindness and those very small acts really do have, as the name of this says, a ripple effect. Start that ripple in your community. Reach out to people and connect with people, even on very, very small ways, because you don't know how you're affecting them.
The smallest things. I mean, and again, like just smiling at somebody when you go by them in an aisle. Or my sister was mentioning, she's like, yeah, people haven't really let me go in front of them in the line at Aldi recently when I usually only have a couple things.
Yeah.
And it's not just the courtesy fact, but when someone lets you go in front of them, then usually there's that little, oh, thanks. And then, you know, you start, you start chatting a little bit. And some of those small things, what about, you know, the person who's checking you out at the grocery store, the gas station or whatever, just taking time to, be a good human being. Isn't that what we should be when we're following Christ?
America's so individualist, but I'll tell you what, we need each other. So
we
let's
really
be there
do.
For each other. And now on the Wib Wake Up Show, the story of another store closing at another mall. This one outside of the Chippewa Valley, outside of this great state of Wisconsin. It's in Minnesota, but still we care.
I'm just relieved that it's not yet another store closing in Cedar Mall in Rice Lake, because that's my home.
Are you ready?
I thought I was, and then you set it off the air, and I'm not ready to hear it again.
I took guesses from my morning co-show host. Yeah, anyhow. they didn't get it.
No.
American Girl is closing its store in the Mall of America.
I'm so sad. I'm so sad.
Like, you really are sad.
It's the end of an era.
It's the end of an era. And I mean, like, my kids are like, you know, cool teenagers now. But I mean, we spent money an hour in that store. We did doll hair in that store. We checked a doll into the doll hospital in that store.
I've enjoyed time in that store as well. I mean, I read every single American Girl book growing up, because I don't think they had American Boy books at that point. But I thought the stories were interesting, so I read them all. And then it's like, oh, they have dolls. I never had any, never really wanted any. But for my kids?
Right.
Absolutely. And we've enjoyed when we've gone to the Mall of America. That's always a stop, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, listen, American Girl isn't going away just from the Mall of America. They're shutting their doors.
But is this the first nail in the coffin?
March 20th is the day they'll shut the doors, along with the location in Boston. It's going to affect 15 full-time and 31 part-time employees. That's a lot of workers.
Here's what you do. All right, one last big fling for spring break. Go to
but when
the American
is the closing?
Grill store.
March 20th.
That's before my spring break, Caleb.
Oh, well,
you're not helping.
Weekend? If you're not going to watch the Super Bowl, that'll probably be a little less crowded tomorrow.
Right.
No, I'm really shocked and taken aback. But, you know, like, all right, I'm over it. That's life.
Commiserate, friend. 715-396-1670. What is a store that closed that you remember very fondly and wish was still around?
Right.
I, for whatever reason, Woolworths in I guess there's one in Eau Claire, but in Rice Lake, we had a Woolworths, and I remember Woolworths mostly because I loved the name.
You know,
and then
I remember the Woolworths and Rhinelander closing, and I still remember in my head the layout of that store. I still remember the layout because we went to Woolworths a lot, because that was in the days before, like, Walmart and stuff, so... We had a Woolworths and a Kmart, and I think now they're both gone.
Anything ever closed in Wauwatosa?
You know, I mean, I don't know, Wauwatosa. I mean, I remember in Eau Claire kind of the closing of London Square Mall or the change of that. So I've been around this city long enough to remember that.
Yeah.
And even the start of Oakwood Mall.
Right.
But
yeah,
it's, we've seen some anchor stores come and go there.
We have. We have. Yeah. We'll see how things develop. I don't know.
I didn't mean to so emotionally affect your morning. You were doing so well.
I was. It's okay. I can handle it. It's all good.
Breathe.
So these days on the interwebs, there are so many challenges, right? Some of them for good causes. Some of them, it's like, why? Why would you do that? Well, here's a challenge that I found. It's from momsoftweensandteens.com. Never heard of that page, but you know what? There is one.
It's actually a page that I follow quite regularly.
Do you? All right. Well, then you'll see this.
Love that page.
I thought this was a great idea. So they say, very simply, starting February 1st.
That's today.
Cut out 14 hearts and tape them on your kid's door each day leading up to Valentine's Day. And each day, write on that heart something you love about your child.
I love that idea.
So it could be, I love how you want to grow your relationship with God. I love how you respect yourself. You give the best neck rubs. You know, whatever
it is. I love how you can always make me laugh.
I love how affectionate you are.
I love how you challenge me daily and help me to grow.
You might want to think of the 14 beforehand, because you don't want to get to day 7 and go, I couldn't think of something else. You want to just get planning ahead, okay?
But isn't that great? I mean, and again, building up our children too. And you know, I know as fathers too, scripture says what? Do not exasperate your children. As parents, we're supposed to bring them up in the nurture and the instruction of the Lord. So praising them, I mean, goodness knows we spend a lot of time with instructing and correction. So making sure that we put in the praise as well is a great idea.
And it's hard as a parent of a teen because, you know, yes, it does say parents don't exasperate your children. But let me tell you, when you have teenagers, everything exasperates your children. Love them.
Well, I think it can come back at you and you can feel exasperated, right?
Yeah,
sure.
But
sure.
I like that. You talk about Gary Chapman, the love languages. So words of affirmation is one, and that really fits into it there. So words of encouragement, huge.
And what a thing, love too, it. To have this lead you into prayer. So as you're writing these things down and saying, Lord, thank you for my children. Thank you for testing me sometimes with them. But thank you for the uniqueness, the ability. I mean, I think of my children and you know, just how different they are and just celebrating those differences.
You know, when you first said it, I thought, oh, my kids are too old for that. But now I've actually envisioned their four doors and I thought the biggest challenge for me could be cutting out all those hearts.
I'll cut some hearts out for you.
Thank you.
I got a machine that'll do it for us. You'll just have to get through the weekend. I'll bring hearts in.
Nice.
Although you have like four kids.
I think I got to start today though. Yeah.
We'll throw this up on the
Wib
Wake Up Show Facebook
hearts.
Page
we can
as
buy
well.
Hearts. Go buy some hearts. It's fine. All Keep
right.
it simple.
Yeah. No, I can do this. I can
you
do
can
this.
Do this. You can do this.
I was
this.
Not an art major, but I can do this.
Hey, this is Caleb from the Wib Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.